Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Nancy Norris and Wilson there. And the lead singer, along with Nancy. That's Nancy on guitar, by the way, right there. She's the blonde. Nancy's the brunette. And they are some serious singers. The band Heart, one of my favorites. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Did I say that I am Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate? I meant to if I didn't, but you knew that, didn't you? It's just you and me. I've got something else I want to talk about. I want to talk about gross profit margin, the number between the lines. If you think about, if you break your business activity into four categories, break it into four categories. You've got your revenue. That's whatever you sell, right? Then you got your cost of goods sold, could be inventory, it could be payroll, could be freight. Those are the marginal things. Those are things that go up and down with sales. So if your sales go up 5%, your marginal things, your cost of goods sold, are going to go up 5% and down 5%. That kind of thing. Typically, that's what you see. And both of those things create, when you do the math on those things, you wind up with something called gross margin, gross profit margin. And then from that dollar, from those dollars, you pay your expenses, that are the fixed expenses, right? You pay the things that don't fluctuate that much, if at all. With your rent doesn't fluctuate typically, unless you're in a mall. Your rent doesn't fluctuate with revenue growth or decrease. Electricity, not so much either, that kind of thing. So those are fixed expenses. So you know what your nut is. Everybody calls that the nut. That's the nut I got to cover, right? So fixed expenses, you kind of know what that is. That's $500 a month. That's $5,000 a month. That's $5 million a month. Whatever, wherever you put your decimal, everybody knows what that number is. So that means every month you've got to produce enough revenue minus cost of goods sold to put a gross margin in the middle of the page, so that out of which you pay your expenses, fixed expenses, and you wind up with the remainder, a net profit number, right? That's how it works. So what I said earlier in the top of the hour is every day you wake up and think about your small business, you need to think about gross margin. You need to think about what is it going to take for me to drive my gross profit margin. And now there are two ways to do that. One of them is to get more sales. Right? Nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. And when somebody makes a sale, a lot of good things happen. Right? So that's one thing. The other thing is in concert with that, not necessarily instead of, but in concert with that, charge more for what you do, which will produce a higher margin. So you could possibly, if you could raise your prices 10%, you could lower the sales volume 10%. And still have the same gross margin. Remember, folks, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And this is what I'm trying to tell small business owners for 25, 26 years since I've been helping them, either consulting or on the radio and with them. And that is helping you understand it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And your job is not to sell everybody in the world. Your job is to find the people who really want, what you sell, and who are willing to pay for it. And who are willing to pay for it, they love it so much that they're willing to pay you the kind of margins that you need to get as a small business owner. Your job is not to conquer the world. Your job is to find the people who will pay you what you need to charge to get the margins you need. They're willing, they subscribe to your value proposition. They subscribe to what you're telling them, to what they see with, when you make them an offer. They subscribe to that enough that they're willing to write you the check, give you the credit card, lay the cash down to pay you for those goods and services so you can make the margins that you need to make. And here's the good news. You don't have to, everybody doesn't have to fit that mold. Only a certain number of people. Because the very fact that you're a small business owner means that you don't have to have 10,000 customers this month. It means that you might only need, depending on the business you're in, you might only need 5 customers this month. You might only need 15, maybe 50, maybe 100 this month. Depending on your industry, what you do, you may not need that many. So out of however many thousands of people live in your community, in your market area, maybe you only have to have 50 this month. You have to have 50 people. You can't find 50 people that will subscribe to your value proposition. That's your job. Your job when you wake up every morning, when you go to work, your singular job, most important job, is to find 50 people, 5 people, whatever your number is, that will pay you and will subscribe and accept your value proposition on what you say your product is worth. And what you say your product is worth is not what the competition says, but what you say and what your gross margin needs to be so you can cover your nut and you can make a profit and you can stay in business. It's as simple as that, folks. It just comes down to finding the right people who will buy your value proposition. And then you have to deliver on that. You have to deliver on that value proposition or it's not worth what you say. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.